This is Audio 2, a progressive relaxation for abundance. It's a total relaxation of mind and body. Please be in your place of relaxation and get in a position where you would have the most comfort. That's right. And make sure that you've turned off your cell phone and other noise devices. This is a signal to your unconscious mind that you will give my suggestions your full attention. You listen and focus on my voice, which relaxes you further. Just find a spot that you can focus your eyes on and take a big breath in, out, and again. Breathe in, breathe out. It's as if you can see through that spot as your eyelids get heavy. Allow your eyes to close. Imagine that there is divine white light, a love wash, coming in through the top of your head. It's the creative source of the universe itself. You create your life in your imagination. What you can hold in your head, you can hold in your hand. The white light is going to progressively relax every nerve, muscle, and fiber of your body, leaving you totally relaxed. You feel lighter already. Think about the muscles of your forehead, smooth and relaxed. They do relax. And the white light moves into the muscles of your eyes, relaxing your eyes, and into the muscles of your face and your jaw. If you wish to open your mouth just a little bit and relax your jaw, that is fine. And the healing white light moves into the muscles of your neck, relaxing your neck and into the muscles of your shoulders. And now you breathe in, and as you breathe out, you relax all the muscles of your chest. With every breath you take, you become more and more relaxed. You feel lighter. All you hear is my voice. Empty out your thoughts. All you hear is my voice. And the sound of my voice relaxes you further. The white light moves down your arms, relaxing all the muscles and into your hands. You may have warmth in the palms of your hands, and you may have tingling in your fingertips. That is perfectly fine. And you may feel that you could barely lift your arms. They are so heavy. So heavy, so relaxed. And now you breathe in again, and as you breathe out, you relax all the muscles of your legs, all the way down to your toes. You are now perfectly relaxed. Imagine a peaceful and special place. This could be the beach or the mountains with a stream or a garden with a seat. Any place that relaxes you is perfectly fine. And there is a staircase with 10 steps, leading you to your peaceful and special place. And every step you go down on the staircase, you double your relaxation. On the 10th step now, you take a careful step down, going deeper and deeper. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, nearly there, 3, 2, 1. You are now in your peaceful and special place, and maybe you can even feel it. You are alone there, and there's no one to disturb you. And every time you go to this place in your mind, you intuitively know that you can let go of everyday life. You are safe, protected, and inside your body. The world can just bounce off and away from you, like water off a duck's back. You have a sense of well-being, tranquility, clarity, and peacefulness. And with every breath you take, you become more peaceful and more relaxed. And my voice will go with you as we take this journey of change. And the sound of my voice will relax you more and more. You feel so good that you are reminded to listen to this daily for 30 days and watch your life change. Your habits change easily and effortlessly when you learn to simply empty out your thoughts, feel calm, and see the abundance everywhere. It's a change in bias and feels like a new backdrop in life where you can picture your dreams. Think about your eyes. Your eyes have become so relaxed that they are one piece of skin. In a moment, I will count from 1 to 3 and ask you to try in vain to open your eyes. Your eyes are stuck like glue, and this is perfectly fine. The more that you try to open them, the more they are stuck. You may find that you can move the muscles of your eyebrows, but your eyes are stuck together. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Try to open your eyes. Try harder to open your eyes. Okay, forget about your eyes now and go deeper into hypnosis sleep. That's right. Now, I know you have been wondering, and it's a good thing to wonder, about your weight. Haven't you waited long enough? Because when you come to a fork in the road, you can make the set decision to go in a different direction. So you can give yourself large portions of self-esteem, large portions of self-love. Imagine now a trip to the grocery store. You're attracted to the freshly misted vegetables. You avoid the aisles which contain sugary and salty substances that are bad for your health and emotions. You now choose those foods that enhance your self-esteem. Now you sit at the table, you admire your food, you have the correct portion size of foods that are good for you. You eat slowly and enjoy the different textures of your food. It's so good to really focus on your food. Every minute you put down your knife and fork and you get in touch with your gut, that kinesthetic sense of yours that tells you how much you have eaten. Now you imagine that appetite switch in your brain. It is just like a thermostat. You turn it down in your mind's eye so that maybe you eat 75% of what you're accustomed to eating. And every time you listen to this audio, you adjust your thermostat and you find that you are totally satisfied with less food. Turn it down again. Enough is enough. You are totally satisfied. That feels fine. Feels just great, in fact. Ask your spirit inside to keep the appetite switch at the correct level for you. And now you think about the project that you have completed. You've kept track of the food that you ate over a week's period. And you know the answers to the questions. What do I need to eat more of? And you focus on those foods in your everyday life. You also have new beliefs about food that you desire to focus on as you remain in this high vibration. Here are some additional thoughts for your unconscious mind to ponder. I fully accept where I am today. I believe that this is the starting point. I accept the present and desire to change the future. I am responsible for where I am today. I can heal myself. My body is miraculous. I'm a spiritual being in a human body. I can change my emotional state at will and desire to be in an emotional state that maximizes my health and well-being. I will assume the posture, voice, and actions of self-empowerment. Now about those rules. Think about those lines in the sand. What is it that you need to do to reinforce self-love in your eating? Make a picture in your mind's eye of what that means to you. Will you choose healthy alternatives when you go out to eat? Visualize yourself eating just the right amount of food and then asking for a doggy bag. Will you pack a snack of healthy foods like apples, bananas, or carrots for work? Will you commit to always eating while sitting down? What do you need to say to family members and co-workers to help you to maintain your boundaries regarding food? What is it that you decide to do to give a signal to your unconscious mind that you are ready, willing, and able to set goals and achieve them? Tonight when you go to sleep, you will have a dream. And it will clarify for you the goals that you must set to achieve the health and body that you deserve. Now, I want to talk to you about water music. I wonder if you've had the experience of thinking of a person, and then the phone rings, and you look at the phone. Could it be? Yes, indeed. You have dialed in that person. An aha moment, a sign along the way, a sense that we are all magically connected, a ripple effect of dropping a stone in the water. and watching the outward movement, a wave of understanding, a sense of meaning, an end to loneliness. That there is no separation. We are all the light. And like light, we are different colors, changing moods. We are all energy, atoms and quarks, all space. And you have a chance encounter, you meet a person. You intuitively know you are on the same wavelength, vibrating at the same frequency. And I'm reminded that no two snowflakes are the same. Each one a slightly different shape. Just like humans, we are 90% water. And did you know that water crystals exposed to loving thoughts and viewed in a microscope are beautifully formed? Whereas those crystals exposed to negative thoughts are malformed and fragmented. Maybe that is why Handel composed the water music as an apology to King George, and played it for him on the River Thames, a return to good favour. Promoted forgiveness, a change that was duly noted. Letting go of negativity. What is it about the sound of the waves? A longing to be by the ocean makes me feel peaceful, a sense of tranquility and well-being, and a knowing that we are all connected. We are all thinkers behind the thoughts. And the sound of the waves rocks me into a peaceful sleep. And I do remember that dream of building a home by the water and playing Handel's water music, releasing that intention into the universe, imagining it floating out of the top of my head from my crown chakra. And the dream came true. What will you introduce into that quiet space behind the thoughts? What Erickson called the middle of nowhere, and Deepak Chopra calls a state of bliss. The expanded awareness of being one with the universe. What is mirrored by your intention? How is it manifested? Or does it take a quantum leap, a bird's eye holographic view? A symphony of sounds, that warm good feeling, raising your consciousness day by day, feeling better in every way. In a minute or so, I will wake you up, and when you wake up, you will feel relaxed, refreshed, and absolutely fantastic, and of course, abundant. You will be ready to start setting goals, and the sound of my voice, and indeed my written texts, will have an ever-increasing positive effect over the way you think, you feel, and you behave. And the sound of my voice and my audios will relax you more and more. And every time that you go into a trance, you will go 10 times deeper. And tonight when you go to sleep, you will sleep like a log all night long. And when you get up in the morning, you will feel absolutely fantastic and ready to set goals in the health and fitness area of your life. Every night from now on, when you put your head on your pillow and your intention is sleep, you will sleep like a log until the time that you want to get up. When you wake up, you will feel rested and refreshed. I am going to count from 1 to 5, and you will come up 20% with each count, until at the count of 5, you are wide awake, feeling fabulous, absolutely terrific. Coming up, 1, 2, 3, feeling great. 4, back in the room. 5, eyes wide open.